Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to our AM morning program, a prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your loving kindness. Father God, we bless your name. We honor you, Almighty God. Praise you. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Father, you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Lord, you woke us up this morning. We thank you for the life, this gift of life. You have given us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we have somewhere to lay our hands. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for provision in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. Lord, we ask this morning, Holy Spirit, hover over this service in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Spirit of the living God, hover over this service. Spirit of the living God, hover over our lives. In the name of Jesus, hover over every area of our lives. And let there be light. Let your holy light shine in every part of our lives. Lord, we perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. A way where there seems to be no way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you. We thank you. We praise your name, oh God. You are worthy, oh God, of praise. You are worthy, oh God, of glory. You are worthy, oh God, of honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Lord, be merciful unto us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us. Oh, Father, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, we truly repent for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Father God, we repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We truly repent from the bottom of our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let things be turned around and let the name of Jesus be glorified. We release the blood over our spirit, souls, and body. Release the blood of Jesus on everything that is connected to our lives. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our husbands and our wives in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus over every single area of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We soak this home in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. This morning, Almighty God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and the loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we bless your name. You are God from the beginning to the end. We thank you. You are the God that heals. But Father, we lift up Denise to you, O God. We ask you, Lord, to let your healing virtues flow. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, Denise is healed, and in the name of Jesus, release the anointing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, O God. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Uriah, my son, Uriah, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for sending your holy angels, being with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your biddings in our lives. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we say thank you. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh God, we honor you. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Let the glory of God rise upon us. Let the favor of God rise upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. Be thou glorified, O God. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. Father God, make the crooked places straight. Make a way where there seems to be no way, O God. Father God, you are God, and there's nothing too difficult or hard for you to do. So, Father God, we thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord, for turning situations around in our favor. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. We decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. So, Lord, we just want to say a big thank you this morning. Early in the morning, you will hear our voice. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name. Almighty God, we praise you, we're worshiping you. We adore you, O God. Let your living waters flow over our soul. Hallelujah. Give us fresh water. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. In the now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank, bless you, and praise you, and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Those of you that can pray in the Holy Spirit, let us begin to pray in the Spirit for the next few minutes. In the name of Jesus. Uriyama Sanduria Kurumusu Turiaka. Ye Kuriamusu Turiakarama Sutriaku Sutriaku. Uriakarama Sanduria Kurumusu Turiaka. Uriya Kurumusu Turiakarama Sutriaka. Uriakarama Sutriya Kurumusu Turiaku. Ye Kuria Makarama Sediria Kuruma Sediriaco Uria Karama Sediria Kuruma Soturia Karamasu Uria Karama Sediria Kuruma Sediriaco Uria Karama Sediria Kurumasu Uria Mokuruma Sediria Kuruma Sediriaco Uria Kuruma Sediria Kurumasu Uria Mokuruma Sediria Kuruma Sediriaco Uria Karama Sediria Kuruma Sediriaco Uria Karamasetria Kurumasetri Kurumasin Uria Mosuteria Kurumasetri Kurumasetri Haluria Karamasanderia Karamasin Uria Karamasetria Kurumasin Hallelujah Ramasanderiaco Uria Mosuteria Kurumasin Uria Karamasetria Kurumasetrica Uria Masetri Kurumaseric Uria Mokurumasetri Kurumasetriaca Uria Karamasanderia Kurumasin Ye Kuria Sidiria Kuriamo Sanderiaco Uriamo Kuriamo Soturia Karama Sederiaca Hallelujah, 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 Ramo Soturiaco. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Glory of the risen Lord, who can compare with the beauty of the Lord?
Even from the beginning, men hated Jesus. Even though he did nothing but love them and teach them and heal them, they nailed him to a cross. They thought they had killed him, but they only set him free to live in the hearts of people like you and me who believe in him. Then came the apostles, and most of them were killed for telling other people about Jesus. But by that time, it was too late. There were hundreds of people who believed in Jesus. So they tortured them and killed them, and they even left their bodies to rot as an example to other people. But the church kept right on growing, watered by the blood of these precious saints.
But Dad, did they want to die?
No. They didn't want to die. I mean, many of them had children just like you that they had to leave behind. But they were forced to make a choice. I mean, they could choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned, or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I think I understand.
Here, maybe this will help you understand.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne, and they were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son, they would not deny, like a great angelic choir song. I can almost hear their voice. Reject this world pledge allegiance to the land.
You've got to remember that it wasn't always this way. I mean, my dad could even pray in school. Of course, they took that away from him, and then it became incorrect for us to believe in the Bible. And after that, they just stripped our right to worship away from us, and we quietly stood by. But son, I hope that you're never put in a position that you have to choose between your faith and your life. But if you are, I know which choice you're going to make. Because I know that Jesus lives inside of you. In the meantime, just pray like I taught you how to. And take care of your mom. And remember that God is the Father of the fathers.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, worthy is the Lamb. Uriyama Sandiria Kuruma Sitiriako. Hallelujah. He blesses you. He's worthy. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. He blesses me. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Good morning again, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyi from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us go to Bibles and look at Genesis 28. Hallelujah. We are still talking about Jacob's ladder. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you once again, O God. If I have millions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. Father, we thank you for bringing us to the second day of the 11th month, O God, of the Gregorian calendar. Oh, Father God, you brought us from January, O God, to now. There's some that did not make it. It is not because we are better than they are, but Lord, it is because of your grace. Your grace, your grace, your grace in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you, we praise you. Hallelujah. We glorify your holy name. We bless you in the name of Jesus. As I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let the word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Amen. Genesis 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. May God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee that thou mayest be a multitude of people. And give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And I awaited Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Jacob and Esau's mother, hallelujah. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram, Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that he is, that as he blessed him, he gave him a child, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Paddan Aram. And Esau saying that the daughters of Canaan please not Isaac his father. Then went Esau in unto Ishmael and unto the wives which he had, Mahavas, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Naphtali, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. As he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father. I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as a dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south. And indeed, thy seed and all the families of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. And behold, I am with thee. I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done which I have spoken of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, I dreadful in this place. This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his and set it for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this too which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And all of that thou shalt give me, I shall surely give. Hallelujah. An encounter with the Almighty God. Many times things happen in our lives, and we get afraid like Jacob did, and he had to leave, actually. He had to leave because his brother, go back, my sisters and brothers, to the promises of Almighty God. Just to assure everyone here this morning, including me, that God is faithful. I want you to look at Romans 8:28 that says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Sometimes things may not look right. And sometimes things are not right. But I always say, and I repeat again, I do not know why God wants me to keep repeating this. But I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is faithful. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. What God says, he will do. He will do it in the fullness of time, in the process of time, in that certain day and certain season. Many times we are almost there and we want to turn around and quit. And the time that you're almost winning the battle, time is so fierce. It is the time you think it is all over when you're almost there. That's the time that you don't even try to use your strength. Don't even try to use your wisdom. Don't try nothing that will be carnal. This is the time you seek the face of God. This is the time you ask God, Lord, give me a strategy to finish this race. Lord, I do not know what is going on. But Lord, I trust you. I know that you're not a man that you should lie. Lord, you are holy, you are righteous. My sisters and brothers, you have to speak to the Lord. Do give up on God. Call upon his name. He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All God's name. Call him, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need your help. I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So we do not look into ourselves how to fight these battles. Because you fight these battles with your flesh, you will lose. We're in spiritual battles, not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. Hallelujah. So I want to say to you, do not give up. God is right there. Hallelujah. What did Jacob do? He took stones. Hallelujah. And used it for pillow. Let me break it down in the layman's term. The stone represents Jesus Christ. The rock represents Jesus Christ. So when you see the stones that he took and put it under his head, and went to rest. He lay his head on the bosom of Jesus. What am I saying to you? Lay your head on Jesus. Rest in Jesus. Lay your head on him. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. He could have brought leaves. He could have used other shrubs in the as he was running. But he used that the stones when he lay his head. Sometimes when you lay your head on the stone, sometimes it's uncomfortable. It's walking with Jesus. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's hard. Just like those stones are hard. Sometimes you do not know which way to go and what to do. But lay your head on Jesus. The stone may be look hard, but do not leave Jesus. Rest in him. As a matter of fact, he releases a grace. That grace, and when you lay your head, that hard stone that you thought was hard spiritually, physically, now is a stone that will bring you into divine revelation and understanding and take you on the journey. And you will receive instructions when you lay and you rest on Jesus. Rest in him. Trust him. Have that perfect faith, knowing that there's nothing too hard for him to do. So Jacob, not knowing, as he lay on that stone, God visited him at that place, that certain place. My brothers and sisters, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. We trust in the word. We trust in Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, lay your head upon Jesus. Lay your head upon that rock. Lay your head when the wind comes and the storms rage, because the foundation is Jesus. Your house will not fall. But when you lay your head on the sand, what happens? Lay your head on a stone, on two or three stones, and lay your head on sand. Just to lie on the sand. This is when you lay your head. You see all the sand all over your head. What? All kinds of stuff happens. If that sand that you lay your head, it can even come into your eyes and blind your eyes. Hallelujah. The sin represents carnality. The sin represents flesh. But lay your head on a stone. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Me, I, myself, indeed. What happened when Jacob saw what happened? He anointed the stone with oil. He decreed and declared that this, surely this is, must be the house of the Lord. He had marked that place because he had that supernatural divine encounter. Hallelujah. And everyone had an encounter every now and then. I set aside a place and you can worship and you can thank him. You can worship him in beauty and holiness. Father, thank you for this word. I thank you, Lord, for giving us increased courage and wisdom. That though we're going through trials and tribulations, but we can rest assured that you are right there with us. That we can rest in you. Oh, Abba Father. We adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. But I release this day to you. I come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against God's plans and purpose for our lives, for God's plans and purpose for this day. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuked the enemy and all his cohorts. And Lord, we superimpose your plan and purpose for our lives and our destinies. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, Almighty God, we bless you and we thank you. Almighty God, we praise you. We worship you. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you release supernatural favor upon each and every one Father, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you release favor upon those that are here this morning. Open doors that no man can shut. Give each and every one of us wisdom and understanding and counsel and might. Father, we turn this day over to you. Let your perfect will be done. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one. Have a wonderful and blessed day in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.